Now for a story about a man who some call the disaster garbage man, but he prefers waste management specialist. After a major natural disaster, Tim Walsh is on the scene. He's with the UN Development Program, and he has seen it all, from the tsunami in Indonesia to the typhoon in the Philippines. What he tries to do in these devastated areas is to create jobs out of the rubble. Aurora Almendral reports from the Philippines.
Tim Walsh is a British consultant for UNDP, the United Nations Development Program. He's worked in half a dozen major disasters, starting with the tsunami in Indonesia in 2004. Amid all that destruction, he's learned that there's also opportunity, even in a garbage dump. This could smell worse.
Smell never translates onto the radio, does it? But this is, I've got used to the smell over the years, and you get immune to it. But for most people, the smell of decaying rubbish is not really very pleasant. Actually, but you're right, it's not too bad here. It's very boggy.
We're in an open dump in a village outside of Tacloban, and we're sloshing through rainwater and leachate. That's the goo that comes out of rotting trash, while Tim Walsh surveys the site.
Walk on the dry bits.
Walsh came to Tacloban in mid-November, a week after Typhoon Haiyan devastated this area. He estimates the city was covered in a million cubic yards of debris.
That's like your average American football field. 30 feet of waste on top of a football field. Multiply that by 10. And just imagine, that's a huge pile you've got. And you think, well, what the hell are we going to do with all of this?
Entire neighborhoods were closed off from the street by mountains of garbage. The coastal highway became a narrow path. Flanked on either side by snapped rafters, twisted tin, and the crumbled cement of what used to be people's homes. Workers have cleared most of that away to these temporary garbage dumps. Walsh does a lot of debris cleanup and making dumps more sanitary, but most of his job is figuring out what to do with garbage besides letting it rot.
What's interesting for us is these guys here, scavenging, they're taking out pretty much anything they can sell.
In the distance, a couple of men are braving the rain, sifting through the dump, looking for tin, plastic, and anything else that might earn them a few pesos. Most are career waste pickers, the poorest of the poor. Walsh says making life better for these people is one place to start his work.
Even something as simple as giving a bicycle with a sidecar, just so that they can actually, they then have a means of carrying the stuff that they collect to the junk shops and whatever, that often helps.
As would a plastic shredder for discarded water bottles. That would allow junk shops to shred up the bottles and compact them, so they could ship four times what they would if the bottles remained intact. With equipment like an extruder and a blow molding machine, a rural community can have their own mini recycled plastics factory.
They can make plastic bags, they can make strings, they can make bottles, buckets, chairs, all sorts of stuff. So that works.
All from plastic that's sort of been
mixed up in all of this rubbish you see around us here.
Coconut husks can be turned into doormats, and the millions of trees uprooted by the storm could produce enough lumber to rebuild most of the destroyed homes. Walsh says they could train carpenters to mill salvaged timber and make them into chairs and desks for schools. After the tsunami in Indonesia, he and UNDP set up small businesses based on repurposing debris.
And within the first year of them being set up, those 160 businesses had made $6 million. So we got very good return on investment.
It was his experience in Indonesia, finding people work and showing them that there is a chance to rebuild, that got Walsh hooked on being a disaster garbage man in the first place.
And here, if anything, it's more important, because less people died, there are more and more people have lost their livelihoods here. They're still alive. We've got to give them livelihoods to do. Otherwise, again, in our response to the whole Typhoon Hainan, we failed.
These jobs won't bring back their old lives. But just like in Indonesia, Walsh hopes that the work of clearing up the rubble will help the people of Tacloban find a way to move forward. For NPR News, I'm Aurora Almendral in Tacloban.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.